ready for this? Attention, Zizzer fans. The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to, it is Branson High School, and it is the pregame show for you, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show, and the West Plains Lady Zizzer is being introduced right now. Lucy Hafer, Zoe Scharnhorst, Ainsley McWilliams, Shaylee Peterson, and Jillian Green for Coach Christy Otter, and she's assisted by Eli Ernst and Madison Matag. All right. For the Branson Lady Pirates being introduced right now, Aubrey Williams is the first one out. Jocelyn McQueen is next out. Taylee Wilkerson will be the next one out for Branson. Then Angel Craig and Caden Pierce. That'll be the five starters for the Branson Lady Pirates, who are 13-8 on the season, coached by Coach Kip Boo. All right. West Plains Lady Zizzers 12-8 on the season. So this is Ozark Mountain Conference ball game here as well. And by the way, a lot of folks remember the last 4 years, Alyssa Joyner. Alyssa's here in the building tonight to watch the Lady Zizzers play ball. She's going to school over here in the Branson area. And she came up here, gave me a big hug. Good to see her again. All right, Jillian Green will be jumping center, I should say, with Caden Pierce. And it's time to get this thing underway, and it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Scharnhorst on the right wing, right away for three. It's no good. And Branson gets the rebound. And it will be Craig bringing it up the floor underneath. And Williams scores for Branson. And right away, Branson on the board, 2-0 Green. Pivot, shot up, no good. Rebound comes down to Craig. And bringing it up the floor will be McQueen. Craig with the basketball now. Craig in the lane, turn around with the jumper, no good. Peterson with the rebound. McWilliams all the way ahead to Green, and they're going to call a travel on Jillian Green. So turnover on the Lady Zizzers. It'll be Branson basketball as we wait on Jillian to tie her shoe. And now, Craig will bring it up the floor for the Lady Pirates of Branson. Gives it up to Wilkerson. And now on the right side, Craig with it once again. Craig trying to get into lane, free throw line, goes up top to Wilkerson. Back to Craig up top. Craig trying to get inside, missed the shot, and rebound underneath. Shot up and good that time by Pierce, and Branson jumps out to a 4-0 lead. Peterson ahead to Scharnhorst, now Green underneath, missed the easy shot, and it'll go out of bounds, and it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. Lady Zizzers have missed a couple of easy ones here in the early going. Green will throw it in on the baseline. McWilliams with it on the left side. Gives it to Green down the left corner, and it is stolen, taken away by Branson. That would be McQueen McQueen gives it to Craig on the left wing. Craig going to try to drive, kicks it out. Three-pointer from the right side is good by Wilkerson. And just like that, Branson takes a 7-0 lead, and West Plains wants a timeout. 7-0, Branson with the lead over the Lady Zizzers. 6:17 to go first quarter. We're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Spring into action with the rugged reliability of a Kubota 2502 DT tractor package at Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment. Right now, get a powerful 25-horsepower Kubota tractor fully equipped with a front-end loader, push hog, and box blade. Everything needed to tackle those tough jobs. At just $319 per month with 0% APR financing for 84 months, there's never been a better time to get the Kubota you've always wanted. Visit Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains or Mountain Grove today. Now through February 16th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Branson. McWilliams has it stolen by Craig, and Craig has her first bucket of the night with an easy layup. And Lady Zizzers trail 9-0 here. And McWilliams for three, no good. Peterson has it blocked out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball on the baseline. So the Lady Zizzers having some trouble here at Branson. Peterson with it over to Hafer. Now it's McWilliams up top. Back to Peterson now on the left wing. Hafer up top. Scharnhorst on the right wing. They go underneath Peterson with the fake and scores. And the Lady Zizzers are on the board finally. Bringing it up, that would be McQueen. McQueen goes to the left side, down the baseline, dumps it underneath, and Williams with the easy basket. 9-point lead for Branson. Peterson with the basketball. Has it knocked away. And here coming the other way is Pierce, and Scharnhorst going to knock it out of bounds. And it'll be Branson basketball. Ashley Colton comes in, and Jillian Green comes out. Craig will throw it in on the baseline for Branson. Goes up top to Williams. Now over on the wing, that's Pierce. Driving the baseline is Wilkerson. Loose basketball, and now we got a foul on Branson. Let's see if they call this one on. Going to go against Wilkerson. That's her first team foul of the ball game for Branson. Lady Zizzers will inbound Branson with some three-quarter court pressure. And Lady Zizzers, and there's a foul on Pierce. Her first, second team foul on the Lady Pirates. Lady Zizzers will inbound on the side. Branson leads it 11-2 with 5 minutes to go first quarter. And McWilliams with the basketball up top gives it up to Peterson now. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. And Houston checks in for Branson. McWilliams gives it to Peterson, and it is stolen. And now a foul is going to be called on Lady Zizzer. I think that's going to go on Colton. And it is Ashley Colton with her first foul, first team foul on Lady Zizzer. Branson with the basketball. Got to get it in from the side. They finally do. Craig has the basketball. Nope. I'm sorry. That's Houston into the ball game. Now Craig has it into the lane. Ducks it underneath. Easy basket for Pierce. And the Lady Zizzers having some trouble with their interior defense. Colton with the basketball. And it is stolen by Houston. Here comes Branson up the floor. And Houston underneath missed the shot, rebound by Pierce. And now a foul is going to be called on West Plains. Lucy Hafer picks up the foul, her first. Second team foul on Lady Zizzers. It's a 13-2 Branson ball game. And Branson with the basketball now. Houston up top. Gives it up to Williams. Craig with it now up top. He'll give it up to McQueen. Back to Craig, who'll fire a three. It's no good. And Peterson runs down the basketball. McWilliams up the floor. Colton on the right wing. Now they go inside to Peterson. Peterson off the backboard. She's got all four of the Lady Zizzer points here in the ball game so far. Here comes Craig. Craig off the glass, no good. And we're going to have a foul. And I think this is going against West Plains. Ashley Colton just picked up her second foul, third team foul. And so Jillian Green back in. Colton will have a seat for the Lady Zizzers. And it'll be Craig to throw it in on the baseline for Branson. Gets it over to Wilkerson. Wilkerson in the paint. Now they go up top. And it's McQueen driving. Houston up top to Wilkerson. Houston driving. And she's going to score and a foul as well. And Lucy Hafer has just picked up her second foul, fourth team foul on the Lady Zizzers. And Houston at the free throw line, shooting one for Branson. And she makes it. And Branson has opened up a 16-4 lead over the Lady Zizzers with 3.5 to go first quarter. And Green down the lane with a reverse layup and scores her first points of the ball game. And Craig with the basketball coming down the lane. That's an offensive foul as Peterson took the charge. So Craig picks up her first foul, third team foul on Branson. And the Lady Zizzers will inbound. And there's a foul on Houston. That's her first, fourth team foul on Branson. As she hit McWilliams in the back on the inbound pass. Hafer with it. And Hafer just threw it out of bounds over into the far side, almost the pep band. It'll be Branson basketball. Lady Zizzers down by 10 with 3:10 to go first quarter and not playing a very good ball game so far. And got to get the ball inbound. Finally they do. And they'll get it to Houston up top. Houston at the free throw line. Gives it up underneath. Another easy basket inside for Pierce. She's got 6 points in the ball game. And it's a 12-point lead. And Green's going to run down a loose basketball. They'll go to Peterson up top. She'll fire the three. It is no good. And Hafer with the rebound. Gets it to Scharnhorst. They'll go to Green. Back to Hafer now. Branson playing a very intense defense out here on the floor. It's a 2-3 zone. And Green will turn around and she can't get it to go. But Peterson will get the rebound, puts the shot in, and she's fouled. Let's see who the Branson foul is going to be on. And I think it's on Craig. And it is. That'll be the second on Craig. That's the 15 foul on Branson. The Lady Zizzers get to shoot free throws for the rest of the quarter. Peterson at the free throw line. Craig is the leading scorer for Branson this year. Peterson missed the free throw. Here comes Craig the other way for Branson. She'll pull up for the jumper. It is no good. Green with the rebound. Hafer now with the basketball. Up the floor, gives it to Peterson. Hafer up top. Back out, Peterson. McWilliams in the corners, Green. She'll drive. And Peterson underneath. And loose. And now we got a jump ball, and it will go to Branson, I believe. Craig will come out. McQueen will come in for Branson. Lady Zizzers now with some full court pressure. 1-2-1-1 press. And Branson so far no problem with it as McQueen gets it across the timeline. Here comes Houston down the lane. Shot up no good. Hafer with the rebound. McWilliams with it now. Gives it back to Hafer across the timeline. They'll go Peterson. Green from the left wing for three. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Pierce. Branson will bring it up the floor. That's McQueen. And there's a foul on Hayford. And I believe Hayford just picked up her third foul, folks, I think. And it is. That is the third foul on Lucy Hayford. 15th foul on Lady Zizzers. And Zoe Shrubb getting ready to check in for Lucy Hayford. At the free throw line is Williams, and she makes the first one. Williams with 5 points in the ball game. And Zoe Shrubb checks in for the Lady Zizzers. Second free throw for Williams is good. Branson now leads it 20-8. Minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. Green Shrubb will fire a three. It's no good. It's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be Branson basketball. McQueen will throw it into Houston. And it's picked off by Zoe Shrubb. Shrubb over to McWilliams. Sharnhorst with it now. Peterson up top. McWilliams up top with the basketball. She'll give it to Sharnhorst up top. 57 seconds to go in the first quarter. Shrubb in the left corner on the baseline. No good from three. Here comes McQueen for Branson. Up the floor, down on the baseline. That would be Pierce. Shot is up and good by McQueen. Branson's opened up a 14-point lead. Sharnhorst from the left wing for three. It's good. Zoe Sharnhorst with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, three-pointer. And it's going to go out of bounds off of West Plains. It'll be Branson ball with 25 seconds to go. Branson will inbound on the baseline. McQueen will throw it in for Branson. And McQueen in the corner. Back to Pierce. And Zoe Shrubb knocks it away. Shrubb going for the layup and scores. Zoe Shrubb with her first points of the ball game. 9-point Branson lead. 10 seconds to go first quarter. And coming down the lane, it's knocked away. Green with it. Green at the half court, top of the key, and now they're going to call a double dribble on Chilean Green. I think the referee was just too tired to run the length of the floor because it was the last official up here that called it. All right, at the end of one, 22-13, Branson with the lead. We're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer, Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Chick days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by February 15th for April 1st pickup or March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in-store with multiple options from feed, including organic options, to supplies. Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Branson High School. And the Lady Pirates lead the West Plains Lady Zizzers 22-13 here as we get ready to start the second quarter of play. And can't tell whose basketball it's going to be. It'll be West Plains basketball, I do believe. So Zoe Shrubb will throw it in for the Lady Zizzers, who trail by nine here, starting the second quarter. McWilliams with the basketball. Sharnhorst with it now. And it's stolen away and Scharnhorst knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Branson ball on the side. Too many turnovers by the Lady Zizzers here to start this ball game. Craig with the basketball up top to Williams. Now it's going to be Wilkerson. McQueen up top. Craig now up top. Lady Zizzers are in a 2-3 zone. McQueen gives it up to Pierce at the free throw line. They go around the horn, and the three is going to be good by Wilkerson. So Wilkerson hits the three, and it's a 12-point lead for Branson. Zoe Shrub kicks it out to Jillian Green on the baseline. She scores on the jumper. And now it'll be Branson basketball. Craig with it. Goes to the left wing. Up top now, that would be Williams. Williams trying to drive. Gets it out to Craig. Craig with the basketball. Getting in the paint. Gets it down the baseline. It's good by Pierce. Pierce has got 8 points in the ball game, and it's a 12-point lead once again. Peterson gets it up to Scharnhorst, who will fire a three from the wing. No good. And Branson. Branson with the rebound. Craig, and the three is no good. Peterson and Craig get tied up, and it'll go to Branson. Houston will check into the ball game. McQueen comes out. Craig will throw it in on the baseline. Williams gives it to Houston up top. Back to Williams up top. Now it's going to be Wilkerson. Now Craig up top. Craig in the lane. Goes down low. And Pierce misses the shot, but she's going to be fouled. Let's do the call it on. Zoe Scharnhorst picks up the foul. That's her first team foul here in the second quarter. Free throw is good by Pierce. And Branson has proven to be a very good free throw shooting ball club here so far in the ball game. And the second one is good as well. So Pierce now has 10 points for Branson. And it's a 14-point lead. Scharnhorst for three from the wing. It go in and out, no good. And a rebound comes down to Branson. Here comes Wilkerson up the floor. And Wilkerson just threw a left elbow that knocked McWilliams off her spot. And they call McWilliams for the foul. Second team foul on Lady Zizzers. Nice little chicken wing elbow there to move Ainsley McWilliams. Craig will throw it in here now. Hits it up to Williams. Now they go to Craig on the baseline. Craig in the lane. McQueen, and shot's no good. McWilliams with the rebound. McWilliams gives it up to Green. Green across the timeline. Peterson on the left wing. That one's too hard, and it goes out of bounds off of Branson. Lady Zizzers are not shooting the ball very well. 5.5 to go here in the first half with Branson leading 29-15. Green will throw it in on the baseline for Lady Zizzers. Up to Peterson up top. Now they'll go Green inside. And on the floor, we got a foul. I believe it's on McQueen, but we'll have to wait and see here. And I believe so. So McQueen picks up her first team foul here, second quarter on Branson. And the three is good by Zoe Shrub, the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer from the top of the key. Williams up top now. That's McQueen. Trying to go back door, and the Lady Zizzers steal the basketball. Zoe Shrub on the other end, and the layup is good. Shrub now with 7 in the ball game. Lady Zizzers have cut the Branson lead to 9. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Houston misses the shot, and Lady Zizzers with the basketball. McWilliams will bring it up the floor. There was a little elbow there, but no call. Peterson underneath, shot up and good. And Branson wants a timeout. 29-22, Branson leads it with 4:49 to go in the first half. Back in 30 seconds.
Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is a proud supporter of high school sports. And they also take pride in treating you like a VIP when shopping for a new vehicle. When you want to score a great deal on a new car, truck, van, or SUV and get paid top dollar for your trade, visit a Baird location near you or see their huge inventory at buyatbaird.com.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a pair of keys. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection too.
Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Branson High School. And Branson leads the Lady Zizzers 29-22 with 4:49 to go here in the first half. And it'll be Branson Basketball. Lady Zizzers are going to press full court. We're waiting. All right, now the official says he's ready to go. Craig with the basketball. Gets it across the timeline. Gives it up to Houston. Up top, McQueen. Now Craig with the basketball. And they'll go inside. Back out. No, coming inside. Shot up, no good that time by Wilkerson. Lady Zizzers with the rebound. Green. To Shrub, and Shrub got tripped up. That's going to be a foul on Branson. See who they call it on here. It's going to be on Houston. That'll be her second and second team foul on Branson here in the second quarter. So Lady Zizzers will inbound on the baseline. McWilliams throws it into Peterson. Green with it now up top. McWilliams with it. Lady Zizzers setting up the offense. Scharnhorst over to McWilliams on the right side. She's going to fire the three. It's no good. And it'll go out of bounds. It'll be Branson basketball. Craig will bring it up the floor. Gives it up to Wilkerson. McQueen up top. Houston on the other side. She'll bring it up top. Gives it to Craig now. Craig up top. Craig trying to come down the lane and scores. Craig with her fourth point of the ball game. 9-point lead for Branson. Scharnhorst across the timeline. Gets it to Shrub on the right side. Shrub going to drive in and scores. Zoe Shrub now with 9 points in the ball game to lead the Lady Zizzers. Who trailed by 7. 3:20 to go, first half. Craig up top. Craig gives it to Houston. Houston now gives it back to Wilkerson. Now McQueen up top. McQueen gives it to Craig up top. We're down to 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Craig puts it up and scores. Tough shot by Craig, kissed it off the glass, and it goes in. And now, and I believe Craig just picked up the foul. And that's the third foul on Craig. Third team foul on Branson, and Craig will have to come out. So Lady Zizzers with the basketball, McWilliams with it. Kicks it over to Shrub. Shrub will take it up top now. Back to McWilliams on the left side. Shrub driving the baseline. Pulls up for the jumper. In and out. No good. Green with the rebound. Missed the shot. And it'll go to Shrub. Shrub. Ball's loose. Green picks it up. Over to McWilliams. Shrub has the shot blocked, but Peterson with it underneath, and she'll put it up and in. Peterson now with 10 points in the ball game, and it is a 7-point lead once again for Branson. McQueen loses it. Green picks it up, and here comes the Lady Zizzers. Scharnhorst will put the shot up. No good. Green with the rebound. She missed the shot. Scharnhorst with the rebound. McWilliams will fire a three, top of the key. No good. And Branson comes away with the rebound. McQueen will bring it up the floor across the timeline. Gives it up to, that's Hall into the ball game. And Shrub steals the basketball. And there's a foul. Folks, I just couldn't believe what I just saw. Wilkerson just ran up and pushed Zoe Shrub down to the ground. So that will be the second on Wilkerson. Fourth team foul on Branson. Lady Zizzers with the basketball. Minute and a half to go first half. Lady Zizzers trail by 7. Shrub, she's going to drive. Shot no good. Peterson underneath with the rebound. Back out to Shrub. She'll get it back to McWilliams. Scharnhorst down to Green on the baseline. Back to Scharnhorst. Back to Green on the right side. Shrub from the left side for 3. No good. And here comes Hall with the basketball for Branson. 57 seconds to go first half. Lady Zizzers trailing by 7. Houston. She'll give it back to Hall. Hall up top. Trying to get inside, and they're going to call a foul on West Plains. They're going to call that one on Green. That'll be her first foul. Third team foul on Letty Zizzard. And so now, Branson will inbound and almost threw it away, but Houston runs down the loose ball. Now with the basketball is Engel in the ball game. Up top from the Queen. 30 seconds to go and a half. Lady Zizzers down by 7. Branson with the basketball. Houston up top. And now that's going to be Williams with it. McQueen over on the left side. Goes back up top. Down to 15 seconds. Branson's playing for the last shot here. Unless a wide open shot comes up and that one's knocked out of bounds, it'll be Branson ball on the side with 9.5 seconds to go. And Craig is coming back in. So Craig is coming in with 3 fouls here. And now coming in is Wilkerson. Craig with it up top. 6 seconds. Craig with it. Trying to get in the lane. Craig still playing with the basketball. Throws it up. No good. At the half, Branson leads it 33-26 over the West Plains Lady Zizzers. We'll take a break, and we'll come back in 3 minutes with your Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
When winter hits the Ozarks, Mother Nature can throw anything our way. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment doesn't let ice, snow, or power outages stand between you and your medical needs. Our specially trained staff transforms into disaster response teams during severe weather, ensuring critical deliveries reach you. If you rely on oxygen, don't wait. Check your backup systems today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains, focused on your health since 1984.
Looking for a Valentine's Day plan that works for the whole family? How about pizza in a West Plains? Don't have a babysitter? No problem. Bring the entire family and enjoy their special Valentine's offer. Get a free kids buffet with 2 paid adult buffets. That's right. Enjoy their delicious pizza buffet with your sweetheart while the kids eat free. Make this Valentine's Day memorable without breaking the bank at Pizza Inn of West Plains, where every family feels the love this Valentine's Day. Pizza Inn, Bruce Smith Parkway next to Ace Hardware.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
Did you get us switched over to Shelter Insurance?
Actually, I found a deal online.
You did? Does your deal come with award-winning customer service?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Does the deal include a local agent?
Doesn't actually say.
Can we create a customized plan that fits our needs? Let's just call the local shelter agent.
For insurance that fits just right, find a shelter agent near you.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Growing up as a young boy here in the Ozarks, my fourth grade teacher in school asked us to write in our daily journal what our dream job was. I wanted to be a Chevrolet dealer, and sometimes things just work out. Now, if I was asked the same question, the only thing different is, I want to be your Chevrolet dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your health care decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the Branson High School Gym, and we're at halftime. It is your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show, and Branson leads the West Plains Lady Scissors 33-26 here at the half. For the Lady Scissors, Shaylee Peterson leading the way with 10 points, Zoe Shrub with 9 points coming off the bench, 4 points for Jillian Green, and 3 points for Zoe Scharnhorst. For Branson, they're being led by Pierce with 10 points, Williams and Wilkerson and Craig all with 6 points apiece. McQueen has 2, and Houston has 3. Lady Scissors, Lucy Haper in foul trouble. She picked up 3 in the first quarter and had to sit out that second quarter, so she's in some foul trouble in the ball game. And for Branson, Craig picked up 3 fouls in the first half. So Branson with a big lead at 1 point. Lady Scissors have not led in the ball game. However, it is 33-26. Lady Scissors trailing by 7 here at the half. A couple of times they were down double digits in this ball game, as much as 14 points. But 14 has been Branson's largest lead of the ball game. Like we said, Lady Scissors have not led in this ball game. Lady Scissors going to have to start making those easy shots inside. They've missed some easy ones here in the first half, and they've also turned the ball over here in the first half. So all things that they can't be doing. They need to clean that up and then play a little bit tougher defense, and hopefully they can get this ball game turned around. Branson leading 33-26 here at the half. I want to remind you, tomorrow night we've got Scissor Boys basketball right here in Branson once again, and it'll be freshman JV and varsity, freshman playing at 4:30, and we'll have the varsity game for you on the radio. And then the Lady Scissors will be heading to Columbia, Missouri, to Columbia Hickman High School on Saturday afternoon. Lady Scissors will play Hickman, and the JV game will start at 1 o'clock. Varsity to follow. We'll have the varsity game for you from Columbia on Saturday afternoon. Pasta lovers, your favorite buffet at Pizza Inn at West Plains just got even better with bottomless baked pastas. We're talking chicken Alfredo Supreme, creamy sausage and peppers, and classic chicken parmesan baked to perfection. Try them all at Pizza Inn of West Plains Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware in West Plains. All right, Branson leads at 33-26 here at the half over the West Plains Lady Scissors. In the JV contest, Branson won that one 59-52. We'll take another break. When we come back, we'll have the start of the third quarter. You're listening to Lady Scissors Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
A message from Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Starting fresh each year means your Medicare and insurance deductibles reset. During this time, you might notice charges for services that are typically covered by your insurance. Don't worry, this is normal and usually means you're working toward meeting your annual deductible. Have questions, change to insurance plans? Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment's professional billing team is here to help. Corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Focused on your health since 1984.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota of West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, Andrew Ekman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harbor Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Joan Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
I'm Dr. Nick Souter, the newest member of the team of board-certified surgeons at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I'm accepting patients at our clinics in Mountain Home and Salem, where I'll be evaluating and treating a broad scope of orthopedic issues. We use the most advanced technologies in both surgical and non-surgical procedures, like hyaluronic acid, PRP, and stem cell injections, all to help you stay active.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains. Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Well, welcome back to Branson High School. And hope you enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. And it's time to get the third quarter started. And both teams back out on the floor. And I'm looking, and I believe West Plains will get the basketball to start the third quarter of play. So, McWilliams with the basketball up top. Hafer on the right wing. Scharnhorst down the corner. They'll go to Peterson. Peterson gives it back to Hafer up top. She's going to fire a shot. It's no good. and the rebound comes down to Branson. Craig will bring it up the floor. Up top to McQueen. Left side. That will be Williams. And she just threw it out of bounds. So turnover on Branson. It'll be Liddy's basketball. And okay. I have no idea why the official called a timeout right quick and brought some kid out of the stand on the floor and then he sent him back. I have no idea. Ladies, this is with the basketball. McWilliams up top gives it to Hayford. Hayford on the left side. Down the corner is Scharnhorst. Back to Hayford. Green coming up top. McWilliams for three from the corner or the wing is no good. Scharnhorst runs it down. Then she traveled with the basketball. And the stakes are what's hurting the Lady Scissors here tonight. Craig will bring it up the floor. Gives it up to Wilkerson. Back to McQueen now on the right side. Pierce with the basketball. Craig on the baseline, and she's going to get fouled. I believe that's going to be Scharnhorst picking up the foul. And that'll be the second on Scharnhorst. First team foul on the Lady Scissors. Craig to the free throw line to shoot two. And she missed the first one. Zoe Shrubs is going to come in. And Scharnhorst is going to go to the bench. Second free throw from Craig is no good. Green with the rebound. Gets it to McWilliams. She'll bring it up the floor. Up to Hafer on the right side. Hafer goes over to Shrub. Shrub on the baseline now. Gets it to McWilliams. McWilliams up top to Hafer. They'll go Green. Now Shrub in the corner for three. It's good. And Green hits the floor. No call. Zoe Shrub with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And it's a four-point lead for Branson. And Branson wants a timeout on the Branson turnover. We are coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Branson. And Lady Zizzers will have the basketball. 6:22 to go third quarter. And the Branson lead is 4-33-29. Lady Zizzers with it. And it'll be Hafer on the right side. She goes inside to Peterson. Peterson shot up. No good, but she's fouled. So Peterson will go to the free throw line. Shoot two for Lady Scissors. And that foul is going to be on Pierce, her second. And Peterson hits the first free throw. Peterson with 11 points in the ball game. And that's the first team foul on Branson here in the third quarter. Peterson hits the second free throw. And now it's a two-point lead for Branson. Shot up, no good. Loose basketball. Craig picks it up. McQueen with it up top. Back to Craig up top now. Craig coming down the lane. And they're going to get Lucy Hafer, and that'll be four fouls on Lucy Hafer. And I've seen a lot worse than that in this ball game, folks, and not called. Let's put it that way. Craig at the free throw line, and she missed the first one. Rattled around and came out. Ashley Colcomb will come in, and Lucy Hafer is going to have to sit down. Craig's second free throw is no good. And Shrub, with the rebound, gets it to McWilliams. McWilliams now gives it up to Green in the lane, and she just traveled with the basketball. So it'll be Branson to throw the ball in. And now full court pressure by Letty Zizzers. And it'll be McQueen getting it across the timeline. McQueen throws it cross court to Boo into the ball game. Houston now with it. And she just traveled, no call. Ball on the floor. And they're going to call Ashley Colton on a foul, which should have been a jump ball. That should have been a jump ball right there. Colton had a hold of the basketball along with a Branson player, and they called Colton for the foul. That's her third. Houston with the basketball. Still a two-point Branson lead here. Craig in the lane, blocked by Green. McQueen up top. Now Craig will fire from the left side for three. No good. Shrub with the rebound. Lady Zizzers bring it up the floor. Colton with it, driving the baseline. She gets bumped. No call. Missed the shot. Houston with the rebound. Here comes Pierce the other way for Branson. Pierce going to put the ball up. No good. Green with the rebound. McWilliams up to Colton. Ashley Colton going to the basket. Scores, and it's good. She's fouled. Ashley Colton. And who are they going to call it on? And that foul is going to go on McQueen. That's her second team foul here. And now Colton at the free throw line. See if she can break the tie here. And it won't fall. Rebound to Branson. Up the floor, Houston with it, and overshoots, and Green with the rebound. There's a foul by Houston, no call. Letty Zizzer's bringing it up the floor, and Colton gets knocked down, no foul, but it'll be Letty Zizzer basketball. We're tied up at 33-33 with 4.5 to go third quarter. And I tell you what, I don't know why these fouls are not being called right now on Branson. Well, I know why, but I'm not going to say it. Colton gets it to McWilliams, who will fire a three from the wing, and it's good. Angela McWilliams with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and a three-pointer. Her first point for the ball game, and Lady Zizzers with their first lead of the ball game, 36-33. Ball gets knocked out of bounds, and it will be Branson ball on the baseline with 4:17 to go third quarter. McQueen will throw it in, gets it to Pierce, missed the shot, and rebound, missed the shot again, out of bounds, it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. So now, Branson with that three-quarter court pressure, and Colton to throw it in, gets it to McWilliams, back to Colton. Colton up the floor. It's knocked out of bounds by Pierce. It'll be Letty Zizzer basketball on the side. Colton will throw it in. 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Shrub drives, puts the shot up. No good. Peterson missed the shot. And Houston with the rebound. Here comes Branson. Houston. And she just traveled with the basketball. No call. She's looking at the ref going, what about a foul? Jillian Green rebounds the basketball. Peterson with it now. Green inside, and she scores. Green now with six in the ball game, and Branson wants a timeout. 38-33. Lady Zizzers with the lead. 3:40 to go third quarter. And we are coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
When looking for your next vehicle, consider what your friends and neighbors are saying about Toyota of West Plains.
I really enjoyed the laid-back vibe at this dealership. It's rare for me to feel comfortable in a new car dealership.
Help my wife with a 23 Highlander Hybrid. Great people to work with. This makes our sixth Toyota. Five of them have been bought there. Great service for us and my family that have bought there too. Great outfit to do business with.
Come visit Toyota of West Plains.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Branson High School. 3:40 to go third quarter. Lady Zizzers have opened up a 38-33 lead over Branson. This is their biggest lead of the ball game. And it will be Branson basketball. Craig will bring it up the floor, across the timeline, gives it up to McQueen up top. Now it's Craig once again up top. Craig's going to give it up. Here comes Williams underneath Peterson. She scores. Lady Zizzer's going to have to get better on that inside presence, and now McWilliams just throws it away. Here comes McQueen the other way. Craig with the basketball in the lane, and they're going to call a foul probably on McWilliams. And that'll be her second. That's a 14 foul on West Plains here in the third quarter. And Branson only has two team fouls here in the third quarter. Craig gives it to Pierce. Pierce puts the shot up, and it's good. Pierce now with 14 in the ball game. Lady Zizzer lead is one. Green across the timeline. Shrub. And she'll take it on through, top of the key, gives it back to McWilliams on the right wing. McWilliams, Colton, they'll go down to Peterson underneath. Kicks it out, Colton will fire it up, it's no good. And McQueen with the rebound, coming the other way, and foul on Colton. That'll be Colton's fourth foul, that's the 15th foul on Lady Zizzers. And so Williams will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Lady Zizzers lead it by one here. And Wilkerson at the free throw line to shoot two. And his first one's no good. Zoe Scharnhorst is going to come in. Colton will come out. Houston comes in, and Craig comes out for Branson. And second free throw for Wilkerson, who has 6 points in the ball game. And it's no good. Green with the rebound. Up the floor. Zoe Shrub with it. Gives it to Green coming down the lane. Off the glass. It's good. Green now with 8 points in the ball game. And it's a 3-point Lady Zizzer lead. And with the basketball, that would be Wilkerson. Houston with it down on the baseline. McQueen had it. And Lady Zizzer's Zoe Scharnhorst steals the basketball. And now we got a foul. And Williams is arguing with the official. He should just teed her up right there. That's the third team foul on Branson. Lady Zizzers will take it out on the baseline. Peterson up top. Green in the lane. And Green got mugged, no call. And shot no good. Peterson, we got a hold. And it's going to go on Branson on the rebound. And Branson coach is irate, but that's the correct call. Foul goes on McQueen. That's her third. And now Branson coach is on the floor, and they have teed him up, and he will not leave. They're having to come out and grab him. They just threw him out of the ball game. Coach Kip Boo has just been thrown out of the ball game. So it'll be the fourth team foul. And Zoe Shrub's going to go to the free throw line to shoot free throws. And Branson's coach still hasn't left. Shrub hits the first free throw. He still has not left the floor, and they're trying to escort him out, and he keeps stopping. He's arguing with an official down there. Shrub hits the second free throw. And he won't leave. Shrub hits the third free throw. She now has 15 in the ball game. Lady Zizzers are up by 6 here. And she makes the next one. Shrub hits all 4. And the coach down there just slammed the door, slammed something. I heard it all the way up here, and I'm all the way on the other side of the gym. So Lady Zizzers will inbound. Well, now the officials are now wanting to get together and talk. Zoe Shrub hits all 4 free throws. Lady Zizzers now up by 7, their biggest lead of the ball game, 44-37. Minute 53 to go. And now they're trying to get the foul situation, because they called 2 technicals. And now the officials over there talking to the assistant coach. And some other guy has come on the floor now to help coach, I guess. So the JV coach is now coaching the varsity. And I'm sorry, it's an 8-point lead. I was wrong. 45-37. Lady Zizzers with the lead, and they get the basketball with a minute 53 to go third quarter. Peterson will inbound the basketball, gets it to Scharnhorst, over to McWilliams. And you know things are going to be rough now, as Houston just steals the basketball, scores a layup. This is going to get wild, folks. And now McWilliams throws it away to Wilkerson. And now Wilkerson's going to shoot 2 for Branson. And I believe that's going to be McWilliams. That's her 3rd. That'll be the 6th team foul on West Plains. So Wilkerson's going to free throw line to shoot 2. And I can tell you now, Branson's going to say they're getting screwed, I guess. Wilkerson makes the first free throw. And now it's down to a 5-point Lady Zizzer lead. McWilliams comes out of the ball game. Lucy Hafer comes back in with her 4 fouls. Wilkerson misses the second one. Scharnhorst with the rebound, and Houston's going to get called for the foul. She just ran right up there and just bellied right up to Scharnhorst. So that'll be the 15th foul on Branson. 15 foul, so everybody's shooting free throws the last minute 33 here in the third quarter. And Scharnhorst missed the first free throw. Craig and McQueen come back into the ball game. Houston and Boo go out. And Scharnhorst hits the second free throw. She's got 4 in the ball game. Lady Zizzers back up by 6 now. Craig with the basketball. Wilkerson with it now. And she'll give it back to Craig up top. Minute 20 to go in the ball game. Craig on the right wing. And almost lost it. Now they'll go to Pierce. Pierce will put the shot up. No good. Loose basketball. And Green has it for the Lady Zizzers. Scharnhorst up ahead to Shrub. Now Peterson underneath. They're going to call offensive foul on Shaley Peterson. That'll be Peterson's first foul of the ball game. It'll be Branson basketball, folks. This thing, we still got a whole quarter to go here, fourth quarter. 1 minute to go, third quarter, and the whole fourth quarter. This is going to get wild, let me tell you. It's already wild. Craig with the basketball, bringing it up the floor, coming down the lane, and it's blocked by Green. Green blocked the shot. Shrub with the basketball now. Got to get it up, and it's going to be a jump ball as Peterson came back and tied up Wilkerson. It'll be Branson basketball on the side. But this is getting pretty hot and heated right now, folks. 46 seconds to go, third quarter. And McQueen will throw it in, and she throws it out of bounds. All the way across the court, out of bounds. McWilliams is going to check back in for West Plains. Hafer's going to come out with those four fouls. And Scharnhorst will inbound on the side for the Lady Zizzers with 46 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Green with the basketball across the timeline. And it'll be West Plains basketball on the baseline. So it'll be Shrub to throw it in on the baseline with 39 seconds to go, third quarter. That's right, we still have a whole quarter to go. Peterson up top with the basketball. Shrub with it. She'll get it to Green. Green going to try to drive, gets it back to Shrub. Over to McWilliams. Now it's Scharnhorst will fire a three from the baseline. No good. Peterson with the rebound inside. Kicks it out. Shrub will fire a three. It's no good. And Scharnhorst going to pick up the foul. Scharnhorst, that's her third foul. That is the eighth team foul this quarter on West Plains. Only five on Branson. But it'll be Wilkerson to the free throw line to shoot two. Lady Zizzers with a 6-point lead, 14 seconds to go, third quarter. Wilkerson. First free throw. No good. You know, we might get out of here by 9:30 tonight, folks, the way this one's going. Scharnhorst comes out of the ball game. Julia Willard comes in for the Lady Zizzers. Wilkerson's second free throw is no good, and there was a travel on Williams, not called. Wilkerson up top now. That's Hall with the basketball. 3 seconds, Hall, and they're not going to get the shot off. 46-40, Lady Zizzers lead it at the end of three. We are coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Strain.
The number one sales team in West Plains and Howe County specializing in personal relationships is Sean Duggan's Group, Westgate Realty Incorporated. They always go the extra mile to help your dream of owning property in the Ozarks become reality. Their members are all West Plains natives, and they love helping you. Check out SeanDugansGroup.com. Find them on Facebook, call the office at 417-257-2733, or stop by and see them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. And they say, go Zizzers!
Y'all ready for this? Attention Zizzer fans! The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Branson. We've got a wild one going on, folks, as the West Plains Lady Zizzers have fought back here in the third quarter, outscored Branson 26-7, including four free throws by Zoe Shrub because the Branson coach got kicked out for two technical fouls. and then he wouldn't leave the floor. And Zoe Shrubb stepped up to the free throw line and made all four free throws as calm as could be. And the Lady Zizzers, well, they lead it 46-40. And we're in the fourth quarter now. Lady Zizzers will get the basketball to start the fourth quarter. For the Lady Zizzers, it'll be Scharnhorst, McWilliams, Shrubb, Peterson, and Green. And now we have a problem at the scorer's table, apparently. They're comparing scorebooks with the official down there. So we're waiting to see what in the world we got going on here. And so I guess we're ready to go now. Start the fourth quarter. Lady Zizzers will get the basketball. Scharnhorst will throw it in. And now Branson picking up man-to-man. McWilliams with the basketball. Gets it across the timeline. Up to Scharnhorst, over to Shrubb. He'll go inside to Peterson. She'll dribble it out, and it's stolen by Craig. Craig coming the other way. Craig with the basketball and scores on the layup. Craig now with 8 points in the ball game. McWilliams with it. And wait a minute, they have changed this. Now we've got a foul. The foul is on Branson. And Houston just picked up her fourth, first team foul, and they changed the score to 45-42. So, all right. Lady Zizzers with the basketball. Scharnhorst with it. Peterson down on the block. Loose basketball. Peterson has it. And timeout called by the Lady Zizzers. 45-42. West Plains leads it with 7:25 to go in the ball game. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 Strain.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Branson. West Plains Lady Zizzers with a 3-point lead and the basketball. Peterson gets it to Scharnhorst. Green now with it. Back to Scharnhorst up top. Now McWilliams with it. And they'll go Shrubb on the left side. Zoe Shrubb up top to Scharnhorst now. Scharnhorst back up top to McWilliams. 7 minutes to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers up by three. Scharnhorst with it. She's going to shoot the three. In and out, no good. Now we got a foul underneath. And this is going to be on West Plains, I believe. Shaylee Peterson picks up the foul, her second, first team foul on Lady Zizzers. So Wilkerson gives it to Craig. Craig will bring it across the timeline for Branson. Craig up top. She's going to drive on that right side. Kisses it off the glass and in. Craig now with 10 points in the ball game, and she just stole it from Scharnhorst. Puts the shot up over and no good. And there's a foul on Branson. Williams picked up the foul, her second team foul on Branson here in the fourth quarter. Scharnhorst will come out, and Lucy Hafer will come in with those four fouls. 6.5 to go in the ball game. Green with the basketball for West Plains, gets it across the timeline, kicks it out. Shrubb's going to fire a three. It is no good. Peterson with it and scores. Peterson 14 points in the ball game. It's back to a 3-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. Craig up top. She's going to drive again, and it's no good. Peterson with the rebound. McWilliams with the basketball will bring it up. And she just walked with the basketball. McWilliams was going to throw it to Peterson and then decided not to, but she was already in the air and came down. Turnover on the Lady Zizzers. 6 minutes to go in a ball game. Branson with the basketball. Lady Zizzers lead it by three. McQueen up top. And now it's Craig on the baseline. Inside. Shot up. It'll fall. And it is a 1-point lead now. Green with the basketball. And a foul is called on Branson. And the foul is on Wilkerson. That's her third team foul on Branson this quarter. 1-point Lady Zizzer lead, 5.5 to go in the ball game. Shrub puts up the three. It is no good. Green with the rebound. Jump ball, and it will go to Branson. So Branson will inbound the basketball. Lady Zizzers lead it by one with 5.5 to go in the ball game. And McQueen will bring it up the floor. Gives it back to Craig. Craig with the basketball. Now up top, that would be Engel. Loose basketball and a jump ball as McWilliam tied it up. Now it'll be Lady Zizzer basketball on the side. McWilliams with the basketball. Across the timeline. Gets it over to Hafer. Hafer with it now up top. Down the corner is Shrub. Back up to Hafer. Gives it up to McWilliams. McWilliams on the right side. Now Shrub down the right corner. And loose basketball. Shrub has it. And they're going to call a jump ball. And it'll go to Branson. So 4:52 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers are hanging on to a 1-point lead right now. McQueen with the basketball. Across the timeline. McQueen right side. Gives it to Engel. Up top is Craig. Craig now. And almost stolen by Shrub. Shot no good by Branson, and Green with the rebound. Green up the floor to Shrub. Back to Green, now to McWilliams up top. 4.5 to go in the ball game. Green with the basketball to Shrub. Up top to Hafer. Hafer over to McWilliams. Down the corner to Shrub now. McWilliams with the basketball. 4 minutes to go. Hafer's going to fire from the Lucy Hafer! With a Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer three-pointer, her first points of the ball game. Craig with the basketball, trying to get inside. Pierce with it. Now Engel, and Engel throws it away. Lady Zizzers lead it by four with 3:47 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers will inbound on the side. McWilliams with it. Full court pressure by Branson. McWilliams gets it over to Hafer. Across the timeline, back to McWilliams up top. Shrub on the left side, now McWilliams up top again. Hafer's going to fire another one. This one's no good, but Peterson with the rebound. And she traveled with the basketball. So a 4-point Lady Zizzer lead with 3:25 to go in the ball game. And Branson with the basketball. Craig will walk it up the floor, across the timeline. Now it's going to be Houston up top to McQueen. They go left side now to Craig. Craig, she's going to fire a long three. This one's no good. Green with the rebound. gives it to McWilliams up the floor to Shrub across the timeline. And now McWilliams with the basketball. Under 3 minutes to go. McWilliams with it over to Shrub now. Cross court. Hafer's going to shoot again. This one's no good. Loose basketball, and Branson has it. Here comes Williams, and Williams just traveled with the basketball. And Houston down here is screaming at the official. Why he does not tee her up, I have no idea. And there's a hold on Branson. And I believe that's on Williams. That'll be her third. And that is the 14th foul on Branson. And timeout is called. 2:40 to go in the game. Lady Zizzers up by four. We're back in 6 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzers Basketball on 100.9 The Strain.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Road Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Chick days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by February 15th for April 1st pickup or March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in-store with multiple options from feed, including organic options to supplies. Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Branson. 2:40 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers lead at 50-46. Lady Zizzers with the basketball. McWilliams with it. Gives it to Green. Green gets it across the timeline. Now Peterson with it. Peterson kicks it back out to Hafer. Up top to McWilliams. 2.5 to go here in the ball game. Hafer down the corner to Shrub. Back to Hafer. Hafer up top now. Green on the baseline. And what are we? Well, Green went to the floor, but no foul was called. They said she stepped out of bounds. So it'll be Branson basketball. McQueen gives it to Craig. Craig will bring it up now. Coming up on 2 minutes to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers up by four. McQueen with it up top. Craig with it again. In the lane. Shot no good. Gets the rebound. Back up, no good. And now it's Houston coming down the lane. Shot up, no good. McWilliams with the rebound. And now they're going to call a jump ball. I really thought that was a foul on Branson. Lady Zizzers will get the basketball. Full court pressure by Branson. McWilliams gives it to Green. Green will get it across the timeline. Shrub with it now. Up top to McWilliams. Hafer over on the left side. Coming up on 1.5 to go. Lady Zizzers up by four. McWilliams with the basketball. Gives it over to Hafer. Hafer on the left side, now Shrub with it. McWilliams back with it. Now Green. Back up to McWilliams. Shrub, Hafer on the left side. Hafer driving the baseline and threw it away, and then Hafer commits the foul. That's going to be number 5 on Lucy. So Lucy Hafer is the first victim of this ball game. Second team foul on West Plains. But Lucy fouls out with 3 points. We've got 1:09 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers up by four. It's Branson basketball. Zoe Scharnhorst will check in for the Lady Zizzers. Can the Lady Zizzers hang on here to get the win? Craig with the basketball. walks it across the timeline. 1 minute to go in the ball game. Craig up top, left side, gives it to McQueen. McQueen down the baseline, inside Pierce, and she scores. I don't know how she scored, but she scored because Pierce just threw that up, and it went in. Scharnhorst with the basketball, Green with it. They're going to call a travel again on Jillian Green. 39 seconds to go in the ball game. Branson with the basketball. Lady Zizzers up by two. Craig will bring it up. Craig looking to get in the lane. Puts the shot up. No good. Rebound. Pierce, she just traveled. It'll go over to the Lady Zizzers with 31 seconds to go in the ball game. Scharnhorst will throw it in, gets it to McWilliams. McWilliams is bringing it up the floor across the timeline, and Houston fouls her, and Houston just fouled out of the ball game for Branson. 15 fouls, so now Lady Zizzers will get to shoot free throws for the rest of this ball game, which is 27 seconds. Houston fouls out, scoring 7 points. And Ainsley McWilliams at the free throw line to shoot two for the Lady Zizzers, who lead by two. She missed the first one, left it short. And Branson wants to call a timeout to make the freshman McWilliams think about this free throw. We're back. In 60 seconds, you're listening, ladies, this is the basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Whether you're ready to hit the lake in a new boat or go camping in a new RV, Baird RV Outdoor and Marine has what you need to enjoy the great outdoors. Baird has a huge inventory of new and used fifth wheels and pull-behind RVs, toy haulers, and boats. Baird offers RV repair, boat service, and parts. Visit their showrooms in Mountain Home and Paragould or go to BairdRVOutdoorAndMarine.com to see their inventory and low prices.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a Baird deal. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection too. Baird does it all for you.
Spring into action with the rugged reliability of a Kubota 2502 DT tractor package at Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment. Right now, get a powerful 25 horsepower Kubota tractor fully equipped with a front end loader, bush hog, and box blade. Everything needed to tackle those tough jobs. At just $319 per month with 0% APR financing for 84 months, there's never been a better time to get the Kubota you've always wanted. Visit Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains or Mountain Grove today. Now through February 16th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Branson. Lady Zizzers lead at 50-48. 27 seconds to go in the ballgame. Ainsley McWilliams at the free throw line to shoot one. She missed the first one. And she makes the second one. Branson with the basketball up the floor in the corner. That'll be Wilkerson. And Lady Zizzers almost stole it. Williams with the basketball. McQueen hits the two. McQueen. Lady Zizzers with a one-point lead. And West Plains calls a timeout with 9 seconds to go in the ballgame. Lady Zizzers lead it by one. We'll take a break. We're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening, Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Here's Dr. Nick Sauter.
Here at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, we not only provide the latest technology in diagnostic and evaluation tools, but the most advanced surgical and non-surgical procedures in our field. And because the convenience of our patients is a priority, we also book appointments at our satellite clinics in Harrison, West Plains, and Salem.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Sauter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine at No. 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or one of their clinics in Harrison, West Plains, and Salem.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Branson. 9 seconds to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers lead it by one, 51-50. Lady Zizzers will have the basketball. They'll have to inbound around half court. You have to think that if Lady Zizzers get the ball in, Branson will foul. Here we go. Zoe Scharnhorst going to throw it in from the side. And McWilliams with it. And a foul right away on Williams. That'll be Williams' fourth. And it's a 16 foul. So Angela McWilliams will go to the free throw line to shoot two for the Lady Zizzers. 1 second went off the clock. There's 8 seconds to go. McWilliams hits the first free throw. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzer lead is two. Second free throw is good. Lady Zizzers lead it by three with 8 seconds. McQueen with the basketball. She'll pull up for the three. That one's short, big time. Shrub with the rebound. Foul is called on Branson with 0.7 seconds to go. And Zoe Shrub is going to go to the free throw line, I believe. Did they not call a foul? Wait a minute. They're giving it to Branson, and that's your ball game. 53-50, Lady Zizzers survive. As I tell you what, we'll just go to the post-game show, okay? All right, we're coming back. It's Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine Clinic post-game show. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozark's Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high-deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Branson. And the West Plains Lady Zizzers hold on to defeat Branson 53-50 on a wild finish, folks. Let me tell you, it was really, really wild. For the Lady Zizzers tonight here, they scored, let's see, they scored 7 points in the fourth quarter. Branson scored 10, but the Lady Zizzers hang on and win it 53-50. Lady Zizzers led in the ball game tonight by Zoe Shrub, 16 points off the bench, including 4 big-time free throws in the third quarter when they called the 2 technicals and threw the Branson coach out of the ball game. Zoe went down there and hit 4 free throws. She's got 16 to lead the Lady Zizzers tonight. Shaylee Peterson had 14. 8 points for Jillian Green, 6 for Ainsley McWilliams, 4 points for Zoe Scharnhorst, Lucy Hafer with 3, and Ashley Colton with 2. Branson was led by Pierce with 16, 12 for Craig, 6 for Williams, McQueen 4, 7 for Wilkerson, and 7 for Houston. Lady Zizzers go now to 13-8 on the season. Branson falls to 13-9. All right. Well, your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic player of the game tonight is going to be the Lady Zizzer Ball Club. I'll just give it to all of them, folks, because they didn't lose their cool, especially after the Branson coach got thrown out of the ball game. They didn't lose their cool. They played under pressure, and they get the win 53-50 over Branson. So the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic player of the game is the entire Lady Zizzer team. JV Lady Zizzers lost to Branson 59-52. Tomorrow night, it's Zizzer Boys basketball for you as the West Plains Zizzer Boys will be right here in Branson to take on the Pirates, and we'll have the game for you. Freshman game at 4:30, JV and varsity to follow. We'll have that varsity game for you here on the radio. for D. Ryan back to the studio. I'm Ramblin' Rick. We hope you enjoyed Lady Zizzer Basketball tonight on 100.9 The Train. Good night.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, and Directman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harper Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Joan Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.